Blog Talk Radio.
You ask me why I love her? Well, give me time. I'll explain. You've seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? You look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as she rushes to the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg, or struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Tetons? You watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore and thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine. My heart cries out. My pulse runs fast. The might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I've a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
And we're back. This is Dr. Adrian Butler, and we're back. Separate us. With President Obama, we have had opportunity to see a lot of support for the President of the United States, whether you support him or not. A lot of disrespect has happened for our president. And so we see that a lot of things have come back to haunt the party that has done that, as well as, you know, the Democratic Party. And I'm neither the Democrat or the party. I just want to look. We're going to go to a piece that's called America in 4 Minutes. And then when we come back, we want to have you chime in about what you plan on doing about the 4th of July. How would you be spending your 4th of July? And you can share what you did today, or even if you want to talk with our guest today. If you have questions or comments or would like to chime in, please hit one, and we'll let you come in, and you can make your statements. You can give any questions or comments. Again, this piece is called America in 4 Minutes, and we'll be right back. This is your host. This is Power. You're dead.
Of the people, by the people, for the people. Those are words that we put in our nation's creed. But only right here in America do we feed foreign countries while some starve on our streets. Only right here in America at age 18 can you qualify to die in a war with bombs and guns, but you can't have your first bottle of rum until you turn 21. This is America. It's home of the brave, home of the wealthy, rich, home of the paid. It's also home of the homeless, the hurt, the deceived, and home of natural disasters that left families in need. Some say that this is the home of hatred and the home of greed, but in Philadelphia, there's the city of brotherly love, and America is home of the highly achieved. This place, this nation, it's home of children with a bright future. It's also home of video games that could teach those same kids to be carjackers and shooters, robbers, mobsters, gangsters, or murderers. This is our America, and the whole free world has heard of us. We're home of the proud, and we're home of a lot of inventions. Sad to say, we're also home of babies that are born with a cocaine addiction. This is the home of the red, the white, and the blue, where at times it can feel you're hated by many and you're loved by few. It's home of the green grass, the blue shutters, and the white picket fence that we talk about. It's also home of people with bad credit that can't afford the American dream house. Because in our America, a vast majority of us go into debt because we go to work, we get our checks, we spend what's left. Because in American school systems, most aren't taught how to properly invest. And because of it, the national debt and the student loan crisis are bubbling. Meanwhile, we can't find common lines of agreements between Democrats and Republicans. But even if they did agree, I wouldn't jump to give a round of applause. Because in our America, we tend to put bandages over the problems without really fixing the cause. But this is America, a place where outsiders find it difficult to become a resident. This is the place where our ball players can potentially earn more than our president. This is the home of top models, TV shows, and actors. The place where cable was flooded with violence, rock bands, and rappers. A place where we're created equal, but we use racial slurs for practice. This is home where almost everything is done backwards. This is where 36.3% of our kids are born bastards. But I tell you to forget that number, because every year it grows faster. So welcome to America, where you are free. You're free to have religion, or you could be religion-free. You could watch God on television or turn that off and put in a DVD. The ins, the outs, the goods, the bad, it's all America, and I'm proud of it. Even though in our past we've started barbaric, belligerent battles where nothing good can come out of it, but you gotta take pride. You gotta take pride in being an American, because many dream of being in this great nation because they have never been. They have never been in a state that's part of a very fortunate country. Here we can drink when we're thirsty and there's an excess of food when we're hungry. We can do whatever we so choose, but many abuse their privileges, and we can become whatever we want, but we make excuses for the conditions we're living in. Well, I say it's time out for excuses and time in for execution. There's no more play in the middle. Either you're educated or you're relegated. Either you're going to make something happen or you simply will not. In America, you can stare at the ladder of success and get the courage and climb to the top. Because right here in America, you can do it because you have that opportunity. But it's going to take a collection of all of us to change what is in our American communities. What will you do?
And so we're back. This is your host, Dr. Adrian Butler. And again, if you're on the show, just hit number one. If you'll hit the number one on your phone, it will let us know that you have a question or comment for the show today. Again, that was America in 4 minutes. We thank God to have you on the show today. We thank God that you are here. We have someone on the line. This is Dr. Adrian Butler. Welcome to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. Do you have a question, comment? About the 4th of July, or we're going to have our guests come in here shortly. If you're on the line, please hit one. So this is Dr. A. Jerome Butler. You have a question or comment you'd love to share? Hello, listener. This is Dr. A. Jerome Butler. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, this is Dr. A. Jerome Butler. Do you have a question or comment? I'm sorry, listener, you're breaking up. You're breaking up. This is Dr. A. Jerome Butler, and this is the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. Do you have a question or comment?
I'm just tuning in. Probably call back, okay?
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you listening and all your support. God bless you. Is this Pastor Coachman?
Yes, it is, Doc.
Wonderful, wonderful. How was service today, my brother?
Beautiful, outstanding.
Praise God.
Wonderful,
wonderful. Amen, wonderful. We have another caller on the line. Thank you so much, Pastor Coachman. Please chime back in if you have any questions or comments for our guest today. This is Dr. A. Jerome Butler. You're listening to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast. Do you have a question or comment you'd like to share?
No, I would just like to chime in and say it's a pleasure to be on here, Doc.
God bless you. Hey, Dr. Henderson, great grace to you, my friend. Look, Doc, while we got you on here, I wanted to take the first few minutes to have a reality check. We did a piece a few moments ago, John Wayne's very famous dissertation or tribute to our nation. And then we came back and we did a piece that was 4 minutes, America in 4 minutes, talking about poverty and how the rich get richer and everything else. Doc, you always talk about, you're a great historic piece for us right here. I'm happy that you called in. You always share with us about the Declaration of Independence wasn't written for us in 1776. Would you just share that with the audience? And we know that's not why most of you called in, but Doc has a very good outtake on this. Would you share that with us, please?
Well, first of all, I was a product of integration and segregation in Little Rock, Arkansas, when Central High was first integrated. And if you look back in history, you'll find out that during the time that independence was written, it was written during the time that our people were slaves. And they were considered as animals. They were considered as property. So when they wrote that piece, they didn't write it for the blacks. They wrote it for the whites. And people don't understand that when they start talking about the Fourth Amendment rights and the First Amendment rights and everything, it wasn't written for us. And right. Even during the time of segregation, our people, we used to have a Pledge of Allegiance that we used to say and talks about lift every a song we used to sing, lift every voice and sing, and there was a Pledge of Allegiance that we used to say, and it had nothing to do with the one that the United States had. And a lot of times it talked about us being free. And even during this time, we still fighting the same fight that we fought when slaves were set free. And people think that it's changed, but it hasn't. They even want you to make think slavery never existed.
Right. But, there's actually a movement going right now that says African Americans were not brought from Africa, that we are descendants of the Indians. I remember back in the day, we would have people that would always say, you know, that some people have to test who they are so much, to test their heritage so much, that there's a big movement now that says that we were not slaves at all. We were people that were already indigenous here as Indians, and then they were brought into slavery. It really doesn't matter to me, and I'm going to be honest with the audience. It really doesn't matter to me which train of thought you have. If either way it goes, I'm looking at a people who have had the greatest opportunity in the world to be anything that they want to. I mean, Doc, you've served our nation in the military. You've gotten your PhD.
Right.
Maybe in Africa, there may have not been that possibility. Pastor Coachman, who was on the line a few moments ago, very astute brother in politics and very active in his community. God has placed each of us here for this time and this season.
Right.
And a lot of times we get so caught up in the past that we can't move forward in the future. And that's why I'm saying I'm not really so much caught up in politics and these things. And, Doc, I really appreciate you sharing that with us. One other thing I wanted to share with you all is, you know, our nation has such a disdain for the African face. The original Statue of Liberty, and I want to challenge you to do your own research, but the original Statue of Liberty was designed, the original Statue of Liberty is in Paris. It is an original statue that is in Paris. And the statue has an African face. And what transpired when they sent the drawings to America, America made a decision that they did not. Now, keep in mind, I want you all to think about this now. It's called the Statue of Liberty. There's only one people that needed liberty in our nation. And so when the Statue of Liberty came to this nation, they changed the face from an African face to the face of Manifest Destiny, as well as the artist, even though they tried to get him to change his design, at the base of the Statue of Liberty, there are shackles on the ankles. And you probably have never noticed that, but there's shackles on the ankles of the Statue of Liberty. And so the artist still had the chains there as a sign to those of us that are intelligent enough to look and see. Again, this is not a racial show. We're not trying to beat down, not trying to separate race or anything like that. We just want to share truth with you that be proud of who you are. If you're an American, be so proud of who you are. First of all, God made a decision that you would be born in this country. What is sad is if God has put you here for a reason and you do nothing with what he's done for you, then you have totally failed in your purpose in life. Oftentimes it is good to say someone is holding me back, someone's keeping me back. The Declaration of Independence, and I'm with you 100%, Doc, was not written for us. But even with that, I don't even care. And the reason I don't care is because I have a God that is on my side. I have a God that's on my side. And the Declaration of Independence for me was signed in blood over 2,000 years ago on Calvary. Amen, church. So for everything that people see, you got to see the Jesus in me. You can't look and see Andrew, Dr. Butler, whatever you want to call me. You can't see that. But the Jesus in me is what you have to see. And so I'm not so concerned about You know, I believe that we our past is very important, but I think our future coming together is more important. And right now, if you've never needed God before, you need him right now. If you never needed to have a nation. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Doc. I want you to pray before you get off the line, Doc.
Okay, I just wanted to say that a lot of people, and I understand, I agree with you wholeheartedly, because we don't realize that our past will keep us from our presence, and our presence will keep us locked in from our future, because we're still looking back in our present at our past,
right,
and we can't move forward to our future. And that's what God wants us to move forward to the future. Because he gave each and every man a gift. And that gift,
that's right,
the only reason God gave you that gift is to glorify him. It's all
Amen.
About him.
Amen.
It's not about us.
That's right.
And that's
right.
what we have to
that's
realize.
Right. Well, and you know, Doc, you came through you were around Arkansas at the time of the
integration.
The integration, right there in Old Block, raised around that area. You know, you were walking history before me, and I thank God for you. I thank God for you sharing what you did today. And see, even with Dr. Henderson, as a man of God, the reality is his Declaration of Independence was not signed by who's considered the nation's fathers. Our Declaration of Independence is signed by the Word of God. Doc, I'd like for you to pray for our nation. Pray because, again, we have an election that's coming up. If you're not afraid, if you're not fearful, it's something wrong with you. Because we have two candidates that I feel, and someone can come back and you can hotly. Either one.
Okay, Doc, you're breaking up. You're breaking up.
Can you hear me?
No, you're breaking up. You're breaking up.
God bless you. Okay. So sorry. Me now.
Okay, I can hear you now. You're breaking up again.
Would you go on and pray, Doc? Okay, pray for us?
Most gracious our Father, we stand today, Lord, looking toward our nation and celebrating our 4th of July, Father God. But during this time, Lord, we celebrate you because of the things that you have already done to liberate us, to set us free. For you say in your word, Lord, where the Son is, there is liberty. Father God, and we know that to be so, Father God, and you said that you would never leave us. Lord, and I know that you are with us, Father God, and there is liberty with us. So we celebrate you because what you have already done and the sacrifice you have already made for us, Father God, for you, like my friend said, that you have already signed the declaration, Lord, in your blood, Father God, and we are not to forget it, Lord. You said, as often as we take of this, Lord, remember you, Father God, and we remember you this day. Lord, we pray for our nation that you bring healing about this nation, Lord. Father God, I don't know what's going to take with the presidential race, Lord, but God, I know that you are in control of it all, Father God, and we stand with you. Regardless of who's in the White House, Lord, Father God, I know who's in heaven. Father God, and we thank you today for what you have already given us. Lord, we thank you for the presence and the glory and the praise that we sent up this day. Lord, glorifying your holy name. Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for each and every one in the sound of my voice, Lord. I pray blessings up on them, Father God, and all that they do, Lord, is to glorify you. And I thank you. And I praise your holy name. Father God, I pray for the man that's controlling the radio today, Lord. Father God, Dr. Butler and his family, Lord. Father God, cover them in your blood. Father God, and keep them, Lord. And all that they do, Lord, let it be for you. For these things, Lord, we pray and ask this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson. such a day. I hope you continue to listen. We're going to be playing a piece. Again, if you are have any questions or comments, or even if you're the guest of the show today, please press 1 on your keypad or your telephone, and we'll bring you play a piece by her, the Gospel Lioness. But Dr. Nassim, I love you so much. You know I love you, brother. You're just real. Amen. Dr. Henderson, are you there?
Yeah, I was Amen. Just listening, but I understand, brother. You know I love you and your family and my friend, my buddy.
Amen. Doc, we're going to pray. We're going to play a piece by our guest today. Again, this is your host, Dr. Ray Jerome Butler. And if you have any questions or comments, please press 1. We'd love to have you to chime in on the show today. We are back on Facebook Live, but if you want to chime in, 347-215-8947. And this is from her video, Bless the Name of God. And it is Sister Evangelist Young, Gospel Lioness. We'll be right back.
I'm pressing out, Doc.
Who is this calling me now? Yes, hello? Yeah, this is her. You are coming to pick up my car? I told the lady that I would be in there tomorrow to make my payment. So y'all can't wait till tomorrow. So you sending somebody out now to pick up my car? Oh my God. Send somebody to pick up my car. Oh my God, how much can I take, Lord? I just can't take no more, God. Lord, you just got to work it out, God. Lord, you got to do something, God. Lord, you say it in your words, God. Lord, you promised me, God, that you would take care of me, God.
What's going on? What's going on?
That was my car, people, and they said that they're coming to pick up my car.
Oh no, you gotta stand on the word of God.
So how am I supposed to get the word?
You gotta stand on the word of God, no matter what the enemy has said, no matter what it looks like. God is going to see you through it all. There's nothing too hard for God. Since no matter what it looks like, you got to hold on through your test and through your trials.
Oh!
it out, and he's going to fix it.
Hi, this is Dr. Soretta Smith, and you're listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network.
And we're back. This is your host, Dr. Ray Drummond. So if you would like to chime into the show, please press 1 keypad. And we just heard the song by the Gospel Lioness. Beautiful, beautiful. Evangelist Young, if you're on the line there, Evangelist Young, please press 1 on your keypad. Unchanged. And God has for us. That song that heart touching video. Audio. All of us have all faith. I would encourage you to change. Find yourself to change your thinking, change your spirit, and start changing circumstances by letting God come into your life. This is Dr. Adrian Butler. Who do I have on the line?
Listen, Pastor, this is Gospel Lioness.
God bless you. How are you doing, my sister? Great, great to you. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you so kindly for having me on the show. How are you doing today?
My feet, my sister. Everything is under my feet. Sickness is under my feet by the blood of Jesus Christ. Poverty is under my feet by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I'm doing
Amen.
Well, would you share with the audience who you are, my sister? You're doing some great things out there. But would you share with the Power of Your Destiny audience?
Yes, sir. Well, first and foremost, I like to say that I am a woman of God who loves the Lord. I've been in ministry for a long time now. I've been singing since the young age of 8 years old, and I grew up in a little old town called Smoke, South Carolina. That's where I grew up at. I'm the oldest out of 5 kids. My mom is Terry Risher. I'm a wife. I'm married to Prophet Albert Young, and we have 2 beautiful, handsome little boys. I'm just a little old girl right here from the little country. Just a woman of God. Not only do I sing, but I also minister. I teach the Word of God as well. I'm a national recording gospel artist. To God be the glory. And I'm just happy to be a part of your show today.
Well, we're so happy to have you here with us on the Bible Destiny podcast. We've had some shows that said they could hear me, they couldn't hear me, they heard the show, they were having struggles. So, the devil is a lie. It was meant for you to be here today and meant for you to bring forth your anointed spirit. Is this a show with a song that was written by you, or was that written by someone else?
Yes, the song that you just heard was entitled Hold On. That's the first song, to God be the glory, that God gave to me. I was maybe around the age of 13. I know it was around 13 or 14, and that's the first song that God gave to me. So it's just a blessing to be able to hear it now, clear over the radio, the airwaves. I've written that a long time ago, but I thank God, I thank God, and that song is entitled Hold On. Because, going through so much of stuff, but thank God, if you can keep the faith and trust in God, God gave me those words when I was going through some things in my life. And that's how, I came up with that song, Hold On, just by listening to God. And that's the first song, as I said, that I've written when I was a young girl.
Amen. And so you say you wrote that when you were about 13 years old.
Yes,
so that had You look like you're about 14 now.
Okay, Pastor, I didn't hear you.
I said. So you wrote that song. Did you share with the audience some of the trials and tribulations that you've gone through? How your song is. How you have God on your side.
Oh yeah. Well, like I said, yes, sir. I can hear you now. As I said earlier, you know, when I was telling about myself, I am the oldest out of five kids. I have three sisters, and I have one brother. And my mom, she raised us in a single-parent home, which is Terry Risher. She did an awesome job. And, you know, just that alone, we went through so much. You know, you can imagine, you know, my mom, she did all that she could do. Amen. And she raised us up the right way. I'm telling you, Pastor, she took us to church. We wasn't asked if we wanted to go, but she took us there. So, just going through, you know, as a child, you know, I had low self-esteem. And, you know, we was a family, amen, thank God. You know, we had what we didn't have. But nevertheless, God was there. God was our provider. Even though my father wasn't physically in the house, but we still had our father, which is Jesus. You know, he looked out for us. And, you know, watching my mom struggle to raise us, and as me being the oldest, it was always something that I wish I could do. I always said, God, you know, if you do this, if you do that, you know. But we prayed. We was a family that prayed. And, you know, when you pray, God does things. You know, when you call on Jesus, something began to change. Something happened. So, you know, growing up, as I said, we went through a lot of struggles. And I felt, you know, like you know, sometimes we feel like there's nobody there. And in my life growing up, I always felt like I was alone, which I know was the enemy now. You know, that I'm older, I recognize it was the enemy. But back then, you know, I always thought that I was alone in the world, that I was not loved. I had a suicidal spirit right. as well. Because of going through so much of things in my life, I had a suicide spirit. But I thank God, you know, for his deliverance. I thank him for what he has done for me. So, you know, my songs, amen, that's where they came from, you know, going through and just hearing the voice of God. You know, I thank him. He brought me out numerous times, countless times. So, you know, especially Hold On, that's my baby. I love that song because we all need to know in this world, in this life, we're going to have trials and tribulations, but we must hold on and endure to the end.
Amen, amen. And again, this is Joe Stocky from 215-8947. We have several people on. If you have a question for our guest, please press 1, or you can type in if you have any questions. We have someone. Do you have a question or comment for our guest? Comment for again. Amen. I guess they cannot. Evangelist Young, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. You can. Your phone is, I'm not sure if it's a bad connection. It's on sort of going out. But you can hear you here and there.
Okay. Okay, we're on a microphone. Could you share with the audience how they can get your music or how they can get in contact with you?
Yes, you can get my music by going to my website. It's www.gospelliners.com, or either you can email me at youu360@gmail.com, and as well as Facebook, I'm on Twitter and Instagram.
Praise God. Wonderful,
dial.
Wonderful. Can you give that number once again, please?
Yes, the telephone number is 843-437-4192.
Evangelist, what do you have? Do you have any other projects that's coming up in the awards that are going to be your part of?
Okay, Pastor, could you repeat that? I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. I said, do you have any up or do you have any This is your host, Dr. Adrian Butler. We're going to take a few moments break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Crystal Williams, host of Beauty Essentials, bringing you timeless beauty for your mind, body, and spirit. And now you're listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network.
Here's a few reasons why people don't go to church.
I can't come to church until I get my life together.
Church is how I got my life together.
Church is filled with a bunch of hypocrites. And there's always room for one more.
All they care about is your money.
They care about me, not about my money.
Is there some kind of dress code?
Yes, the code is wear some clothes.
Church, it just makes me nervous.
I was nervous at first, and then I felt right at home.
I'm not sure I believe everything that you believe.
But you can still belong.
Church is for wimpy, girly men.
You want to say that again?
If you knew me and what I've done, you wouldn't want me.
If you knew me and what I've done, you wouldn't be worried.
You can come to my church even if you were brought up Catholic,
Baptist,
Methodist,
Jewish,
Mormon,
Lutheran,
Pentecostal,
Presbyterian,
Church of Christ,
Southern Baptist.
A little bit of everything and a whole lot of nothing.
See, it's not about a religion, it's about a relationship.
So please, come to my church.
Where nobody's perfect.
Where beginners are welcome.
Where socks are optional,
but grace is required.
Where forgiveness is offered.
Where hope is alive.
And where it's okay to not be okay. Really.
You are listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network.
And we're back. This is your host, Dr. Adrian Butler. I hope you all can hear me well. We had to go through Plan B. You know, God always has a ram in the bush. Evangelist Young, I hope you can hear me now.
Yes, sir, Pastor. I can hear you good.
Praise God. Praise God. I was saying earlier before the break, do you have any projects that are coming up, any speaking engagements you'd like to share with the audience?
Oh, yes. Well, actually, right now I'm on tour, and I'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina this weekend. Let me see, it's August the 13th. I'm not sure. Everybody probably know Mr. Harry Goldman. This is his 37th year anniversary. I'll be on that, and as well, I have a new single that's coming out this summer. Before the summer's out, I will have a new single that's coming out, which is entitled Hold On. It's going to be a new release, and this is a part of the Praise On Factor Prize package where I was in back in last year, September 2015, in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'll be having a new single that's coming out, yes, sir, that's this past, before the summer's out.
Wonderful. Amen. Amen. So now with all that you're doing, Evangelist Young, share with the audience, you know, where are you ministering at now? Are you worship leader in your church? Are you just traveling every Sundays? And I know there's a group that sings with you as well. Can you share a little bit about them as well? Is that part of the gospel? Is it the Gospel Lionesses, or are you the Gospel Lioness?
Yes, sir. Well, I am the Gospel Lioness, and I do travel, you know, every weekend, just about, Pastor, I'm going to God Be the Glory. Right now, with my sisters, that's the group that I have, and that's Evangelist Mikael and the Anointed Sisters of Praise. There's my three sisters, and on Hold On, you can hear them. That's my sisters. They're backgrounding me. So I am blessed to have a group as well, and I do solo, and I also do my group.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, we'll definitely have to get you to come to Johnston, South Carolina, there at Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, which is the church that I pastor. We'd love to have you come down any Sunday morning and share your wonderful gift with us. So, but we'll get with your booking agent, and we'll work out the details on that as we move forward. But we're so happy to have you on the show today. So this new experience for you of traveling now. You say you've been singing since you were 7 or 8 years old?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I have. I was seven, actually about to be 8 years old when I started out. I started out on a community choir, which was up in the direction of my aunt. She's Apostle Clementine Linder, and we went from place to place singing. So to God be the glory, and I'm still going. I'm still going.
Amen. So traveling to you is just part for the Lord is just part and parcel. This is just an added piece for what you've already been doing. So it's really nothing that's out of the ordinary for you. If you had something to share with some new artists that are out there, with this being your first project, would you share with them, some words of wisdom? You know, you've been out there since you were a young child, but now to do this professionally. And to do this, you know, under the anointing and power of God, for those young artists that are out there, would you share with them some words of wisdom, some lessons learned for you, I'd like to say?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, to all the listeners that are listening, to anybody who's trying to become an artist or, you know, you got a dream, I would just like to say just go forth. Go forth with it. In life, we're going to get many no's. On this journey, we're going to get many no's, but don't let that no stop you. Continue to go forward and move on to the next person. I'm telling you, you get a lot of no's, amen, but in the midst of it all, you got to continue to go forward. Don't give up. Galatians 6:9 said, let us not get weary in our well-doing, for in due time, amen, so it just doesn't come overnight. You have to work. You have to grind. You have to continue to stay prayed up. Continue to fast, push that plate to the side. I'm telling you, in my experience, that's what it's been, a whole lot of fasting and a whole lot of praying. For the Bible says that some things come only by fasting and by praying. So I like to say to everybody that's listening, just continue to go forward. Don't stop. Amen. Don't stop. Don't give up. Continue. And in due time, amen, when it is God coming, the time will come. Whatever it is that you want to do in life, whatever you want to become, just go. Continue to go on. Amen. We're going to have sometimes you have negativity, but it's all about being positive. Forget about the negative spirits. Move aside from the negativity and just pray. Pray and continue to trust God. And he'll do just what he promised he's going to do.
Amen, amen. And with that said, we're going to come right back. I'm so happy for those with us. We're going to come right back. We have a word in the light from Bishop. One Thought Away. Stay with us. It was a Bush Young gospel award-winning gospel artist. Amen. And those were some words of encouragement. If you're out there, and God has placed it in your heart, whether it's your ministry, whether it's your music, you know, I write books, whether it's a book, whatever God has placed in you, you are probably one step away from what people would call success. What God called it is his blessings, but what people call it is success. You're only one step, one thought away. I'd like for you to listen to this word in the light from Bishop T.D. Jackson. We'll be right back after this. This is your host, Dr. A. Jerome Butler, and we have about 8 minutes left. If you have any questions or comments, please press 1 on your keypad, and we'll chime you in. This is the Power of Your Destiny broadcast, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network, and this is a word in the light from Bishop T.D. Jakes. We'll be right back after this.
So it is the dumbing down of ideas, and when ideas stop, economy stops, creativity stops, buildings, corporations all stop, because everything happens that's important to you between this year and this year. You are one thought away from a great reformation in your life, one thought away from being a millionaire, one thought from overcoming, one thought from starting a ministry, one thought from building a business, one thought for the cure for AIDS is one thought away. The cure for cancer is one thought thought away. You serve the Lord with your mind. You serve humanity with your mind. If you sow into the kingdom, you're not asking God to give you money. What is money? Give me a thought. Give me an idea. Give me a strategy. Give me a plan. You are one thought away from the greatest experience you have ever had in your life. You are one idea away. Your credit is not a problem. Your house is not a problem. Your car is not a problem. Your situation is not a problem. Your thoughts are the problem. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Do you have the courage? God says to Abraham, look out from where you are. He says, oh man, do you have the courage to think beyond the parameters of your present location? He said, look out. What do you see? I see the stars of heaven. Look out. What do you see? The sands of the earth. He said, what you see is what you'll be. You are creative because you were created in the likeness of a creator. You need to be creative to live your life to its fullest potential because you are a creator. God doesn't give you finished product because you need something to create. So God did not create the telephone. God did not create the computer. God did not create the automobile. God did not create a chair. He never made not one chair. He made a tree. He made steel. He made gold. He made air. God is going to give you the raw stuff to give you something to think about. So you look at it and say, what can I do with the stuff you gave me? Everything starts in the thoughts you think. You are no better than the thoughts you think. If you think little, you go little. If you think weak, you go weak. If you think up, you go up. One thought. Slap yourself in the head. One thought. That's how close you are. So now is the season for you to move distractions, confusion, turmoil out of the way to find a peaceful place where you can meditate and think, what am I going to do at this season in my life? What am I going to do with this age and stage? What could I do with the circumstances in my life? What would you do with what you have to make it better? One thought. If God whispers in your ear once every 10 years, it would change the last half of your life. He doesn't have to say something to you every day. It'll take you 10 years to work out what he said one time in your life. You are one thought away. God thought, I'll make me a world. He spoke.
You are listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network.
one thought away. You are one possibility, one thought, 1 second, 1 degree away from the prosperity, the blessings, your healing, your anointing, your success that God has for you. The enemy means it for your bad, but God means it for your good. Thank you, Bishop T.D. Jakes, for that word in the light piece, one thought away. And Evangelist Young, you were just sharing, this one project that you had, that one song that you had that God laid into you at age 13, and look how it has launched you on a national stage, how it has launched your gospel career, has launched you to receive awards and even to go on to do what you are getting ready to do for God. God has great things for you, my sister. And but first of all, you took that first step. You took that first step. So share with the Power of Your Destiny audience what it took for you to make up in your mind how you were going to go from singing in the church with your pastor, the pastor you were underneath, and your group, to launching a solo project, which you've done and God is blessing right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, Pastor, as I said before, I've been doing this for a very long time. To God be the glory. And, you know, it comes upon a time, you know, when you're doing things and when God has called you, amen, to do his work, you know, sometimes we get stuck, you know, we don't want to move, and sometimes God has to push us out. Amen. But like I said, I've been singing for a long time. But I thank God, amen. It's been about 3 years ago that I made up in my mind that, you know, like I said, I've been singing for a long time, but I actually made up in my mind that I'm going to step out and do the will of God. So, you know, my husband helped me out tremendously. We both in the ministry together, and he's my booking manager.
Amen.
And I just... Yes, and I just say that, you know what, I'm going to do it. You know, a lot of people say that you told me, you know, that I got what it takes to get out there, you know, but what it was, I was waiting on God, you know, and it's nothing that I do. It's nothing that I do. So I give God all glory that I made up in my mind that I said I'm going to take this step and I'm going to do it, you know, just get out there and do it. You know, I had a couple of no's, you know, turned down a few times, but, you know, to God be the glory. I just made up in my mind that one day I got up and I said, you know what, I'm going to do what God has called me to do. So I've been traveling a lot, and basically last year when I was a part of the Praise Factor, that was in Atlanta, Georgia, that has tremendously opened up some doors for me. So to God be the glory, and it's from there on I've been going.
Amen. Wonderful, wonderful. We're so happy to have you on the show today. One more time, would you share with the audience how they can connect with you, how they can get your music, and if they need to bring you to their church to minister and share your gift, how they can do that? We have about a minute, so if you can share that with the Power of Your Destiny audience.
Yes, please go to my website. That is www.gospelionist.com. Or either you can reach me at my email address, which is youu360@gmail.com. Also, by telephone number, that's 843-437-4192. And on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, hit me up, is Mikaela Richard Young.
Praise God. Well, we're so happy to have you with us, Evangelist Young. We pray God's best blessings on you. Again, tomorrow is the 4th of July. We want to make sure that you celebrate the 4th. Do it safely. Remember that God has your back. God has you covered. Don't do anything that's going to get you in trouble. You know, if you drink, don't drive. And if you drive, don't drink. And if you're saved, well, you know, that's a decision you made between you and God. Amen. So on next week, we'll be back with you. Remember, love God, love life. Keep the light on. We'll see you next time. Thank you, amen.